Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you are listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go. Check mic, microphone check, microphone check. What's going on, friends? We are back. Brand new podcast episode, brand new week. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you all are doing well, and having a fantastic weekend or weekday, whichever day you decide to listen to this episode. Curious to know where you guys are listening it to, listening this episode. Driving, in the kitchen, out and about, on a walk, on set, right? I've actually had people say that they were driving to location listening to the podcast, which is fucking amazing. So definitely appreciate that. But I'd be interested to know where you all are typically at when you're listening to my podcast. That being said, today, let's go ahead and hop straight into the episode. And we're talking about how to position your services. Another way to think about it is how to position yourself as the director, producer, creator, owner-operator. If you fall into any or all of those categories, how do you position yourself to a place where you ought to be charging what you should be charging? You know, so you go through fair market value, you're charging, again, the fair rates. Higher or at the same, based upon your position, you know. So let's just say you are the cinematographer, right, in your area, and you are being hired through agencies, through production companies to shoot commercials or corporate videos. Maybe it's a mixture of agencies reaching out to you, and then older clients reaching out to you, and you're supporting them in some fashion. And you have to, eventually you get to a certain point, right, where you have like a standardized rate where that is your general rate. And whether you get more or if you charge a little bit less based upon the production, you have like a baseline that you always start with, right? And you do your best to stay at that rate. Obviously, over time, the rates increase and all that kind of stuff, you know, but let's just say for like a year. You know, for any given year, you have your rate for that year, right? And how to position yourself in a place where you don't have to necessarily fight for the rate, you know, given like all things being considered, let's just say it's commercial, you're being hired, production company reaches out, agency reaches out, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. They go through all the pre-production stuff, all the standard stuff. And you get to the point where we talk about budget. Right. And if it's a new agency that you're working with, they will want to know your rate. Or if it's a previous production you have worked on, previous production company, previous agency, they'll have at least a ballpark of like, you know, what you did in the past. And maybe it was just a month ago. So they know you. So they know what your rate is, you know, and they're not going to try to hopefully they're not going to try to lowball you. But, you know, ideally, right, the whole point of this episode that I'm making is how do you communicate? How do you what is your mindset when you get to a point where you have to start to position yourself in a place where you're no longer like the one man band and you just charge, you know, $500 or whatever the case is, you know, $1,000 and you're not charging for any of your equipment, none of your camera packages, your lens packages, you're not charging for all the line items that you normally would. You know, how do you go from that place to a position where that becomes standard, you know, for production? It's like, hey, this is my day rate. But also we have a camera package costs different. You want a gimbal that costs different. We need a different camera for the gimbal. We need certain lenses. We need support. We have crew. Crew has day rates, right? Without getting into too many things, let's just talk about your rate and the individual rate, right, rather than all the other stuff. So one thing that has supported me in the past is essentially charging what you should be charging regardless of your experience, more or less, right? Now, I'm not saying if you don't know what you're doing at all, then you can do the fake it till you make it kind of thing. But people will catch on really quick. Like, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, you know? And then they feel cheated. And you never want your client or customer to feel cheated ever. But as time goes on, you know, say it's like 3-4 years and you have gotten to a point where you've built up a portfolio, you've built up experience, and people can, you know, agencies, directors, producers can look at your work and say, oh, okay, cool. This guy does really good work. Let's get him on. And what is his rate, you know? So at that point, you have to start positioning yourself where you no longer can do your $600, $650 rate You have to go with what the fair market value is for a cinematographer in your area, and based upon what you're doing. You know, if it's like corporate stuff, or if it's music video stuff, or narrative stuff, indie feature films, commercial advertisements. You know, you have to look at like what everyone else is charging, and also look at like, okay, you know what? I wouldn't necessarily say compare yourself to someone else and charge what they're charging, because they have a different lifestyle. They have a different business value, you know? So you have to look into what your current business situation is, what you would like to charge, and does that actually fit within the standards of rates for a cinematographer? You know, that's like, you know, $1,400 or $2,000 or $1,800, right? Like there's so many different, not so many different numbers, but there's different numbers. And based upon your business needs, based upon the income that you need to make for your business that you've set forth in your business plan, you have to charge that, you know? Otherwise, you will start to position yourself where agencies, clients start to look at you as like, you know, the guy that can just kind of do whatever. One man band, jack of all trades, and then we're just going to pay him like, you know, $1,000, but you're not going to get any of your stuff. You're not going to get rental packages for or rental fees for your camera package, for your support rigs, your lenses, anything that, you know, again, normally you like would have to go rent these items, you know. Now, I think the reason why, you know, one reason why I wanted to talk about this is because we're getting into that place now where many times if you are trying to start your own agency, right? So I'm not talking about like owner operators like me who I rarely do like direct to client stuff anymore. Like it's maybe two or three times a year from clients that I have just kept on for 7 years now, you know, and they may contact me like, you know, anywhere between one to three times a year. And they're great to work with, you know, and as the years have progressed, the budgets have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's like, yeah, cool. I love working with you guys. You guys have also leveled up with me based upon like, you know, the budgets. Like I have one client where, you know, just like say recently, they wanted to do some customer testimonials, right? We all need, every business needs some kind of testimonial if you're delivering, especially like a service, you know? And they say, hey, can you send me a quote? Cool. You know, so I kind of knew what they were, the vibe that they want to go for. It's not going to be, I don't need, you know, a 20 person crew. It's probably just going to be like maybe five people, including, right? I total crew. It's a very, very minimal crew. But again, we're not, you know, making like some crazy ass commercial, like car commercial or something like that, you know? And I sent them the quote and they said, cool. You know, it wasn't like there wasn't any back and forth, because I've developed that trust with them over the years. And so they trust me to make their products look as good as possible, to make their service look as good as possible, photo and videos. And, you know, whatever the rate is, whatever the budget is like, cool. Like, hey, that's just how much he charges. So, you know, we're paying it, right? So positioning your services, you know. And again, that comes with time. That comes with, again, your opportunity and your ability to make good work, to communicate well. But I don't want to go on a tangent here. So what I was talking about is like, you know, now we're in a day and age where sometimes you can just go out and shoot stuff with your phone, you know, or you don't need a FX9 or an Alexa Mini or whatever camera, you know, like you can use your A7S2 that's like 10 years old or whatever, you know. There's going to be shoots like that where... you know, you have this, again, if you're trying to actually create like an agency or a production company, you know, you have to be able to scale your, the aesthetics and the quality. But, you know, let's just say like, if there's a campaign you're doing for a year for a client, or maybe not a year, maybe like four or five months, right? And let's just say the budget is like $100,000 or something like that for those like four months, maybe 5 months or something like that, you know? And, you know, after everything's said and done, you're like, you know what, based upon what they need a shitload of content. They need, their version is like quantity over quality and then some quality mixed in, you know? At that point, it makes sense to just use a bunch of like mirrorless cameras and, autofocus lenses and stuff that's just going to get the job done, where you can get stuff, where you can pump stuff out as fast as possible. You know, you don't want, extreme high bit rate, files to work with, because that may slow you down in post-production. You need stuff quick. You need stuff that you can upload to your computer or, you know, onto SSD. You need to run fast, edit fast. You just use a maybe just shooting in like a standard picture profile, right? So again, if you're like an agency or a production company, these are certain things where you need to start positioning yourself in certain ways where you are charging what it makes sense for you to charge. And especially as like an owner operator, be in that position where you need to start leveling up and getting to the point where you're like, man, I can't just be charging like $700 anymore as a one-man band, you know? Like, yeah, clients are going to pay for that. But also it's like, do you really want to do that for the rest of your life? You know, I sure as hell don't, you know? And I'm thankful that I have been able to get to the point where even for those like handful of shoots a year, I still do like maybe like six. I think last year I did like one, two, three. I think I did maybe, for sure I did two. I might have done three like solo shoots last year, where essentially it was just like my FX9, a tripod, you know, like a 24-70 and like a 50mm prime and like a little flex light, you know, or like my Forza 500. Like that's it, you know, like there was like two or three times last year where I had shoots like that, where essentially it just paid for like my day rate and like my camera package. It's like, oh, whatever, fuck it. Like that works for me, you know, like, and it was like such low profile shoots. It was like, I literally just showed up and just turned stuff on like that. That's how easy it was, you know? So, you know, but it wasn't anything that we're like, oh, can you bring your entire, you know, lighting package? And then, can you bring your FX9 and like your Sigma Cine lenses and your wireless transmission, all that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, you have to separate, those types of shoots where people are just really trying to lowball you and trying to price shop and see how much they can get away with the lowest price. You need to separate yourself from those types of shoots and get to the market where, you know, one, number one, they're making enough profit and it makes sense for them to spend $50,000 on a 3-day shoot, because that $50,000 is going to make them, you know, $500,000, right? It's a no-brainer for them, right? So, you know, I apologize, because there's probably a bunch of shit that I just said. None of this makes sense. None of this is congruent. None of this flows. So today is one of those like, you know, gift of the jab, I guess. I'm just talking about stuff, you know, but ideally the point at the end of the day is you need to start. I highly invite you and recommend for you to start positioning yourself in a place where, as a growing cinematographer, as a growing director of photography, you know, you are positioning yourself in mindset where like, no, I need to start charging whatever, $1,500. I need to start charging $1,200. That's just day rate. No camera package, no equipment rentals, just day rate. And you start positioning yourself and you start growing your network in such a way where your network is full of people, of businesses that appreciate what you do and know how production works. Like, hey, you know, we need to charge for this stuff, right? We need to pay for this stuff, right? Okay, I hope this episode helped you guys out in some way, shape, or form. It's something that I wish I knew earlier on, you know, rather than just trying to charge whatever I could and just making bills. Again, like, you know, sometimes we have to be in that place where you got to pay the bills. You got to pay the bills at the end of the day, you know, but I wish someone had told me earlier. It's like, no, man, you got to start charging more. You know, it wasn't until years later where I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, you know, it was like 2-3 years. I was like, I got to charge more. I got to charge more. And it was like, you know, I might get lucky if I did, but I wasn't in the correct mindset to be in a mental space where I was like, no, man, fuck it. I'm just going to charge more. And not hope things will work out that way. It was like, you know, build my network. Okay, cool. Like, you know, work's coming in. The resume is getting better. The work is getting better. It's time for me to charge more, you know, and it is what it is, because I see other people charging more and they're doing, you know, subjectively, they're doing, not as, I guess like aesthetically good projects that I'm, you know, just doing natural light and whatever, but they're making way more money. So there is that route. And then there's a route where I just chose to be, I guess, like a middle ground, right? It's like half of it is art, right? And then half of it is like business, you know? So, and that works for me. Okay, I hope this episode helped you guys out. If it did, please rate it on Apple Podcasts. I would appreciate it. Please feel free and please subscribe or follow to the podcast. I would appreciate it. Helps to just grow the network, grow the podcast. And definitely this year, looking forward to getting some people on the podcast. I say that every fucking year, but man, it's just like scheduling, like their schedule doesn't work. My schedule doesn't work. And but again, hopefully, I'm hoping this year that I can get some people on, right? Actually, we will make it the case where we will get some people on, all right? And as always, friends, I hope that you guys have a beautiful day, beautiful weekend, and I will catch you guys in the next podcast episode. Every time.